This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And anything else, and there's no one at home. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. It's the choices that we make every single day that will determine the kind of health we're going to have. And when you look at it, and you look at your health, it all comes down to our choices. So if you need one of our lifestyle providers, I want to tell you that we've got great lifestyle providers around the country that we partner with. And find someone in your area. If you need help, just give us a call, 888-283-7272. What about strokes? I want to talk a little bit about that, because I think stroke, when you say stroke, it can leave fear in a lot of people. I think uncertainty is another good word, too. Stroke just sounds bad, right? It just sounds scary. It sounds like one of those things, like if you have a stroke, you're left either debilitated or you're going to die. I mean, it just falls in the line of heart attack. And we really, I think when you say stroke, people still aren't clear about really what it is and what the preventative methods are for it. So it's something that happens to millions of Americans. And most people, I guess around 45 million, struggle with that. That's what we see right now in the U.S. But the thing is, with anything to do with stroke, you have to understand what it is. Okay, stroke is where a vessel in the body, whether it's right by the heart, it could be in the brain, it could be anywhere in the body, where it ruptures, a slight tear or a rupture. And the theory behind it is with plaquing of the arterial walls, that if there's too much plaque, then it can cause a hardening, and that hardening could cause a rupture if there's a weakening of the vessels. But there's different theories and thoughts behind it. That's conventional, and that's what we pretty much accept in regular evidence-based medicine right now. But the stroke, really, if you look at it, it's a weak vessel. Okay, so that's the first thing I want you to realize, is that a stroke is the rupturing of a weak vessel. But the root of that is, why did the vessel ever become weak in the first place? Now, strokes can be very, very mild. We can have what's called a transient ischemic attack, which is a TIA, very mild. Can leave some damage. Some people can have strokes and have mild speech issues because of the areas of the brain. And typically, by the way, strokes happen. The strokes happen in the brain. So you've got these small vessels that can happen there and tear. And they're very, very fragile if the nutrition is not right in the body. It's been pegged as genetic mostly. And for the most part, there's a good genetic component to it, but it's not everything. It's not like 90% genetics. It really has to do with so much of our lifestyle choices every day. I mean, if you look at somebody's lifestyle and they've had a stroke, I mean, it tells the story. Rarely do you see somebody extremely healthy that has stroke, okay? And if you'll notice, stroke doesn't happen until later on in years. So it doesn't happen until much later in our lifetime. And there's a reason for that. As we age, we lose something that causes our skin to wrinkle. So there's a reason you're young and have pretty skin, and then you get older and have wrinkled skin. Okay, there's a reason for that. And there's a substance, a protein, that we take in our foods every day. So if you eat beef, chicken, or chickpeas, there's protein in there. And then that protein, there's a form of what's called collagen. This collagen is actually what actually makes the vessels strong. And there's another component of collagen called elastin. And the elastin comes in and gives it the flexibility. All right, so when you see your skin and it has that flexibility to it, that's the elastin in it. When collagen breaks down, then that's when we see a lot of the wrinkles in our skin. So we have a lot of collagen in our skin. Well, our vessels are made of very similar type substances, our skin. Okay, so it's very similar. And the collagen and the elastin are what make that up. If the collagen begins to break down, we don't get enough collagen in our food supply, or we can't absorb it and utilize it, then our vessels begin to break down. So let's take someone, your average 65-year young person. But let's say they smoke for 30 years, one of the number one risk factors for the breakdown of collagen. So if, I want you to think about it like this. So if you think about it, you say, well, if somebody smokes, if they drink, if they eat junk food and processed foods, they probably have a higher risk of heart of cardiovascular disease. Right or wrong? Yes, right? And the other thing is, if they, it's not that just the poor eating and all that did that. It's what that nutrition over 20 and 30 years does to the body. The body can only take what you give it and make the right kind of cells. So if you eat a bunch of junk food like that, smoke and drink, your body is going to make not so great cells, which means the tissues that it makes may not be as strong as if you ate spinach and salmon and whole organic eggs and vegetables and fruits on a constant basis, never drank, never smoked. And I mean, the ability for the body to be strong in that phase is much greater. So you have to look at that. So stroke is a result of poor habits over a long period of time where the vessels become weak, the collagen breaks down, and then an episode, as we call it, happens, which is where a weak spot, almost like in a water hose, occurs, or there's trauma, somebody has an injury. But you ever see a person fall? You ever an elderly person takes a fall, and that shake of the fall, they have a stroke? That happens. Okay. So if the vessels are weak because of the lack of collagen, poor lifestyle habits over a period of time, then that's typically what happens. All right. And I want to jump on that because if you have a history of stroke, family history of stroke, there's some things you need to be doing on a regular basis from a lifestyle perspective that can give you a greater probability of never having to deal with that at all. And having walked through stroke with so many loved ones and patients over the years and people that and just seen it happen and with friends and family members, it's a tough one. So let's talk. I wanted to hit stroke for just a second because it's something that you need to understand. It really is. And it's something that can be prevented. In my opinion, I think it can be highly prevented. There was a guy who he was a scientist and a researcher, Dr. Linus Pauling. And he won the Nobel Peace Prize for vitamin C and the research for vitamin C. Found out that beyond scurvy, which is an old condition for severe vitamin C deficiency, he found that vitamin C was actually one of the root causes for heart disease. And he theorized that the plaquing that we see in the arterial walls is actually weak spots in the arteries, in the vessels, and it's the body's ability to try to repair it and to kind of plug it up. Well, when you have high levels of vitamin C in the body on a regular basis by eating tons of fruits and vegetables or by using supplemental form of it, then the vessels get stronger. The plaque can move away and the vessels start to strengthen up. So he found that, and again, medicine was mixed on the theory, but it's pretty amazing if you look at it on what happens when you take higher doses of vitamin C. Now, considering 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruits and vegetables, we're not getting enough of it, that's for sure. So I'm going to give you some quick tips, okay? Number one, to prevent, you want to use hydrolyzed collagen on a regular basis is something great. I use it every single day. It's great for the skin, nails, but it's great for all the connective tissue in the body. So ligaments, tendons, if you have back pain, if you have neck pain, this is going to help tremendously. The second thing is to make sure you look at vitamin C out of your fruits and vegetables. Third is vitamin E, but you want to always take vitamin E if you ever get it or use it in the natural form. Look at the version in the label called D-alpha. All right, there's a DL-alpha. Don't do that. D-alpha. That's the best. And then fourth, the big thing you want to do to keep your collagen levels up and keep it strong is chicken stock, chicken or beef stock. You can drink about 16 ounces a day of that usually is a great way to improve that. And then make sure if you're over the age of 40 that you're using some form of digestive enzymes and some form of hydrochloric acid because all that can help absorb and keep the collagen stronger.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. What are you thinking about right now? If you're listening to the show and you're thinking, well, this stuff sounds great, and the things that he's saying make sense, but what about me? What about me? I've got high cholesterol. What about me? I have type 2 diabetes. What about me? What about me? I need to lose 30 pounds. See, a lot of people listen to the show, and I hear people all the time, and it amazes me at just at what goes on through their head, because so many people like to sit on the sidelines, and they would love to get in the game. Why do you think the stands and sporting events are packed full of people? Now, some people do just like to be entertained. Most guys, though, if you look at them, they want to be on the field. Or they remember the glory days when they used to play ball or hockey or basketball. And they'll sit there and tell their wives or their buddies, you know, they'll criticize every jump shot or every touchdown or the field goal because they could have kicked the field goal. And everybody wants to be on the field in some way. That's why vicariously everybody gets so excited when there's a touchdown or there's a big play or somebody dunks a basketball or there's a 3-point shot made when the buzzer goes off because we won. And there's the we win mentality. There's the group mentality. There's the mentality of we all did it together. You didn't do anything. When the Titans won or when the Packers won or when a football team wins or when your favorite team wins, you didn't win anything. That team did. Now, you may have cheered them on. You may have worn the jersey. You may have bought a $100 ticket. But you didn't win anything. Because you weren't the one on the field. They might have heard you cheering for them, but you didn't win anything. It's different with your health. You're sitting on the sidelines and you've got diabetes, or you've got cholesterol issues, or you've just been diagnosed with cancer, or genetically they've told you that you've got what grandma had and what your mother had, and now you're 25 and you've been diagnosed with a lump in your breast, and they biopsied it, and it's DCIS. Ductal cell, and you're freaking out. And the doctor's saying to you, we're probably going to have to do chemotherapy, radiation. We're probably going to have to, you know, we're going to take a sentinel node out, and we're going to see if there's cancer. And they just found out that there was cancer in the nodes, and that it might have metastasized. So what do you do? You're going to sit on the sideline? Because if you sit on the sideline, then things aren't going to look good. If you sit on the sideline and you don't get on the field, see, that's the difference between health and between sporting events, is that the fact that you can step out of the stands and you can get on the field and you can do something about it and you can make it happen. But you have to want to make it happen. You have to realize that by the choices you make every single day, you can change what's going on inside of you. All of us can. Why is that? Because the body's amazing. It regenerates every single day. Old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. Let me tell you something, a great story. And I get this all the time, all the time. And I'm not boasting. I'm humble by this. So I'm sitting in a restaurant, and this sweet lady comes up. She comes up and my wife is there with me, and we're just, you know, we're on a date and just having a great time. And she comes up and she says, I just want you to know, she says this to my wife. She walks up to my wife. She goes, I just want you to know that your husband got me pregnant. And it was hilarious. My wife started dying laughing because she knew what she meant. And she had gone to see basically what had happened. She had heard the radio show and she had applied some of the information on the radio show.
to her own health and to her own life. And her husband and her had tried, they'd had two kids and then went 6 years, didn't have another child, and then had applied a lot of these principles, went to see some physicians in town that had believed in a lot of the principles that we teach here on the show, and they applied those principles in their clinical practice. And her husband, she was 2 months pregnant, and she was just excited, and the joy and the glow on her face, and just all of the countenance that she had, and the gratitude, and she was just saying thank you to me when I haven't done anything. I'm just here giving information. That's it. And it was so great to see. And I hit the stories all the time. I'll be standing in line at the grocery store, or I'll be at a restaurant or at a gas station or in a bookstore or just wherever. And it just, these stories are just amazing. And why I'm excited about that, and my whole point in telling you this story is that it's about you. You know, when I say this show is about your health, it's about your life, it's about you. It's about what's going on within you. Because I don't do anything, you do. You have to get out of the stands and get on the field and make it happen. You have to decide to eat better. You just have to decide how to live better. You have to decide how to get out of toxic relationships and get into healthy relationships. You're the one that has to decide that you're going to put all the negative thinking, the stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar says, to put it aside and begin to think positive things, to believe that you can be more and do more than you ever have in your life before, and that you can have a brand new life. That just because you've been given a diagnosis doesn't mean that defines you. And it puts a chain around your neck, and then it makes you into something that you're not. That you can get rid of a diagnosis typically unless it's just stamped as a total genetic disorder, and then you can make a difference. But you can't do that when you're sitting in the stands listening or watching other people do it. That's the thing about our health. It's your health. Your health, your life. Not mine. Not my producer. Not anybody else. It's your health and your life. And what you do with that is for you, and it's for your kids and for your loved ones, for your husband, for your wife, for your grandkids. It's up to you. But that's the great thing, you see. The great thing is that we have the ability to make changes in our life. We don't have to be stuck to our past and bound to our past and bound to poor lifestyle choices over the last 10 years. And now you have diabetes, type 2. And they're saying, you're going to be on metformin and glucophage the rest of your life, so just get ready for it. That's a bunch of bunk. More people come out of type 2 diabetes by changing their lifestyle. The American Diabetes Association has statistics about how it's a lifestyle-related health challenge or illness. So there's so much you can do to drop 30 pounds. There's so much you can do to see your cholesterol numbers go down. But you have to do it. Get out of the stands. Get on the field. Get in the game. That's what we're here for, to help you do that. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will be up late as they have yet to begin debating President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke a 50-50 deadlock in the Senate to start the debate on the COVID-19 relief measure.
Hey. the distribution and administration of vaccines license.
But the debate is delayed as the Senate clerks read aloud all 628 pages after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to a motion to dispense with the reading.
I feel bad for the clerks that are going to have to read it, but it's just important.
Democrats say there should be no delay in passing the relief bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans. Republicans say the bill is loaded with unnecessary spending that has little to do with the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. markets fell sharply after comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell failed to dissuade concerns over inflation and rising bond yields. The Dow Jones closed the day down 345 points. It dropped as much as 700 points just the day before. The S&P 500 was down 51 points, and the NASDAQ composite was down 274. Investors have been closely watching the 10-year Treasury bond yield after it climbed to a record high above 1.6% in what some described as a flash spike just last week. Powell said the process of economic recovery could create some upward pressure on prices, adding that the Federal Reserve will remain patient before making policy changes to combat inflation. He also said increasing interest rates would require the economy to return to full employment and at a sustainable level of inflation above 2%, which he said he didn't expect that to happen this year. The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources has voted to support the nomination of Congresswoman Deborah Holland as Interior Secretary to the full Senate. The panel voted 11-9 in favor of the New Mexico Democrats' nomination. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska sided with the Democrats in the vote. During Holland's confirmation hearing last week, Republicans appeared concerned about her views on fossil energy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
AAA 283-7272. When it comes to your health, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about making some changes? This year, think about that. What kind of changes can you make with your health and with your life? Now, the body changes every single day. But what kind of changes are you willing to make every single day to make it happen? To take yourself from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body changes, but you and your mind have to be willing to change. So much goes on in our mind, and we're unwilling to change. Unwilling to go from an old place to a new place. Unwilling to make that radical transformation in us so that we can gather new information, so we can have the want to get up in the morning to make a difference, to get up in the morning a little bit early to go exercise, to cook a healthy meal, to have time maybe with God or whatever you do in the morning. Spend time in prayer, meditating, whatever you're into. and taking that time for yourself, making that an important part of your day so that you can function and thrive and go to the next level in your health and with your life. What goals have you set for you to be able to do that? Well, we want to help you do that on this show in every way that you can. My book that's out in all the bookstores now is called Empowering Your Health. I want to encourage you to get a copy and start following the principles in there. It'll take you from where you are to where you need to be with your health, all the way from A to Z. Right now, we're going to go back to the calls and go to Jan. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Living well, Dawn. What's up?
I'm calling about getting some advice regarding a decreased libido in women.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And have you found a correlation between that and fibromyalgia?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you this. Here's an old adage with your health. Everything is correlated with everything in the body. It really is.
Yes.
So just you know, as long as you know that, then the answer is yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what's the main condition that you're concerned about?
The libido.
Just low libido?
Yeah, I know.
Let's back up for a second. How long has it been low?
Oh, not long. I'd say about 8 months.
Are you married?
Oh, yeah.
Happily?
I've been married a long time.
Happily?
Yes, absolutely.
In the last 8 months, happily?
Yes.
No major stress?
No. Well, other than, no. Uh-uh.
Other than what?
No. Oh, other
life
than,
stress?
You know, my physical, me having fibromyalgia. And, no. Oh, no, right. Life is good. Really.
Okay. Fibromyalgia has been going on for how long? 8 months or longer?
2 years. Two years.
So fibromyalgia for 2 years. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10's being the worst of the pain, what is your pain scale typically on a daily basis?
Right now it's real good, but I take a lot of drugs.
What kind of medications are you taking?
I take Lyrica and Cymbalta and, I take a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I get it. All right. Here's the deal. When you have fibromyalgia, we're going to hit both of these. Fibromyalgia, the one thing I want to encourage you, there is always a strong emotional component with fibromyalgia. Now, I'm not
Absolutely.
Saying it's all in your head. Okay? I'm not saying
Oh, I know.
That, so please don't take that.
I know that.
I've talked to so many people, and they say, well, my doctor said it's all in my head, and they take offense to that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that
I understand.
Somehow, some way, there's either anger or bitterness in your subconscious mind. Maybe something you're holding on to and you don't even know it, okay? So there's some of that going on. There always is. There's some other things you can do practically, like today, that can make some big differences as well. Cutting down the inflammatory foods in your body, that's a big key. So inflammation is something that we get from our environment mostly, but we get a lot of it from the foods that we eat every single day. That's why in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got what's called the anti-inflammatory diet. And it's a set of foods all grouped together that we've researched and studied, and we know that will cut down on inflammation in the body. And so that is a key. Your diet is a key. Emotions, big key for fibromyalgia. Diet is another big key. You get those two under control and really get those two working hand in hand, and you're going to notice a big difference in the way that you feel. I know you've got to stay on the medications and all that for right now. That's fine. But coming up with a good game plan where you're in control and you're making a difference and you're the one kind of driving the car every single day rather than the car driving you, that's kind of where you need to be. So the diet is where you want to start. Work on some of the emotional stuff, whether it's with a counselor. I would go to someone that you trust, and maybe they can start digging in a little bit to you so you can kind of dig into some of the areas that maybe you don't even know that's there. And I've just seen so many people go through that, and they've just come out just with shining colors, flying colors on the other side. So that's one thing that can be helpful. Now, when it comes to low libido, I would get some blood work done. This is a key, and this is something we're seeing often. Let me go back for a second. What is your age again?
I'm 51. Jan?
51, okay. So young, very young. And the thing is, women, when they start hitting their 40s, around 45, the menopause time, that time of your life, when you start hitting 45 to about 55, we're seeing a lot of low libido with women, a lot. And a lot of the physicians are talking about that different ways. Some guys and gals are using the pellets to raise up testosterone. That's kind of a big craze right now. And I'll tell you, it works. I mean, it's making women be excited about sex, and their libido goes up, and they're excited to be with their husband, and they're into it again. It's like they're 25 again, and they're all, it's just everything's working. So, but the problem with that is a big rebound effect. If you raise your testosterone up as a female, let's say, just so you know, normal range for testosterone in a female, happy medium is about 35 to 55. Those are good numbers on a blood test. When you take a pellet given by some of the doctors, they'll raise it up to about 140 to 200. It's too high. Women get facial hair. They start, their voice starts deepening, almost like a male. And they get some side effects. I mean, really. One lady that I had spoken with before had actually taken testosterone so long that her clitoris had grown and engorged itself so much that it was extremely visible. And that's part of it. And see, these are side effects that you really don't want. You just don't. So what can you do? I would get a blood test done with your doctor and get the values looked at from all the estrogens. There's three of them: estrone, estradiol, estriol. Have them look at your growth hormone levels and your FSH and your LH. All that's really important because those are drivers of other hormones. The pituitary gland is kind of the master gland of the body, and it has, that's just kind of what it's always been called, and it's a big driver. So you always want to check that out, make sure it's okay, make sure it's functioning all right. Get your testosterone levels checked, and all that can be assessed. And your physician will be able to come up with a good game plan for you. Now, if they don't understand the natural type of things that you can do to kind of get things where they need to be, there are preferred local providers in different areas that have been trained that way that you can get in touch with. So there's ways to do that and figure out naturally. Because, see, there's two different schools of thought when it comes to hormones. And I'm not opposed to bioidentical hormones and all that. I'm not, because sometimes people do need them. But the first thing you always want to do is you want to give your body things, whether it's through foods or supplementation or whatever it might be, or even exercise. Exercise can elicit more of a testosterone and hormone response in males and females. But you always want to push the body to make its own hormones, to reproduce its own. Because the moment you start giving the body exogenous hormones, meaning the bioidenticals or the shots or the pellets or whatever, the creams, once you introduce that into the body, it will shut down your own production, which was already low. It'll shut that down. And then, of course, it'll start relying on the pellet, relying on the cream, relying on the injection, whatever it is. And then your body's not going to be able to produce it on its own as well as it used to. And so that's something to consider. And that's why if you can use things like maca root and tribulus, and you can use different supplements that can help produce testosterone, or black cohosh that can manage estrogen, or wild yam root which can help with progesterone levels, and you start looking at those sorts of things and manage it with blood work. You've got to keep good baselines and good clinical data about what's going on with your body. But if you can do that and then get it to a good place, then that's when you're going to start seeing the results, and you'll notice libido goes up, you'll notice the way you feel, energy levels, and then of course pain levels with fibromyalgia might even shift as well. There are hormone links to that. So see, there's a lot involved. But the biggest thing is, I want you to be encouraged. Because at the end of the day, I know you just want you back. You want to be able to function the way you always have. You want to be with your husband who you're happily married to. And you want him to be, you know, excited and not feel like that you're a stick in the mud and you're not really into him, because it may make him feel less loved. To build a really good solid foundation, and on that foundation he can build a structure that can last for years and years and years and weather all the storms of life. And those storms of life are always a key that people need to walk through. So important. Scripture for the day, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. What a great scripture. Love it. Not some things, not every now and then some kind of thing, but all things. Have you ever sat back and wondered, I wonder if there are things in life that I can't accomplish? Well, If Christ is your number one, if He's the first place in your life, there's nothing in life that you won't be able to accomplish. Why? Because I know that book doesn't lie. It's been around longer than any other book. And that's not me just being an old staunchy conservative. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Best and Healthy Talk Radio. The body changes every single day. Are you going to make the right changes to change with it? You can. Why? Because your health really is your greatest wealth.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing to make an impact in it? Depression in women now is rampant. Doctors feel they overprescribe drugs. We're seeing so many women right now get on antidepressants, and it's being triggered by a lot of self-esteem issues. What can we do? There's a lot going on with women right now, and with the overprescribing of the antidepressants, it's kind of been the catch-all. There's a lot you can do for depression, and low serotonin levels typically is the culprit. And I talk a lot about neurotransmitters, brain chemistry, and how that can be altered and how can it be changed by our nutrition. In so many things, we get sick three different ways. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. Number two, toxicity from our environment, personal care products we put on our skin, or water, or improper air that we're breathing, just toxic air, food supply, the whole nine yards. We're getting toxins from so many different angles within our environment. We have to make a change to get our body back where it needs to be and to get our health in order. And there's so much you can. So controlling your environment has so much to do with your overall health. Women, there's so many things you can do. Just so you know, do some research on the neurotransmitters, which I talk a lot about in my book. But there's a lot of foods you can do to increase serotonin in the body. Now, if you're currently taking an antidepressant, you want to talk with your doctor about it, because as you raise serotonin levels or you just start eating foods that can do that, you potentially got to just be careful, because you don't want to have certain dosage as far as milligrams go within your medication. So you might want to talk with your doctor about doing that before you start changing up supplements or any kind of dietary things. But there are several things that can help serotonin levels. And turkey, chicken, salmon, spinach, beans, those foods right there will raise serotonin levels naturally within the body. We know that. And there's certain supplements that are helpful too. 5-HTP, vitamin B6, pyridoxine, and also pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And they've also done some research and found that lecithin can do things like that as well, can help with serotonin levels. But again, don't do any of that if you're taking any kind of medications right now, especially any of the SSRIs or the SNRIs, the different medications. You got to be careful with that kind of stuff before you start changing anything. Don't just start eating differently while you're taking the medication. You always got to have somebody to be your head coach and watch over you. That's why it's good to always get in there with your physician on a regular basis. Don't think that all they're there for is to pump you full of drugs. They're not. They're your head coach, and they're your advisor, and they're more than that, they're really your friend. Go in there educated, though. Learn some of this stuff, maybe that we're talking about, or you do some research on the internet, and bring that to them so they'll kind of sit back and go, wow. You know, the patient really knows what the heck they're talking about. And they'll be more likely to engage with you and to listen to you and to let you kind of do your own thing. And they'll work with you on it. And a lot of times, you'll be amazed at what that partnership can really do for your overall health. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go to Susan now. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
About a year ago, I had a slight head injury and just a small brain bleed that they kept me in the hospital for less than 3 days. Since then, I've had a numbness in my ear, and toward the back of my head and on about 2 inches above my ear on the left side of my head only. They've done another MRI. They say there's nothing wrong with me, and it comes and goes, and I just wondered if you might have a suggestion.
Comes and goes how often?
Every 2-3 days I'll feel it again, and then it's gone within a day or so. It's not painful, and it's not numb like you could stick a needle through your ear, but it's numb like a tingly, numbing sensation inside the scalp and on the ear.
Okay. All right. And your doctors have just kind of scratched their head. They really don't know. Is that what they're telling you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Have you tried anything? Have you come up with a game plan yourself at all?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay. Well, okay, on the head, you said it's on the side, or it goes to it radiates to the top.
It's,
is that right?
From the crown of your head.
All right, from the
down
crown.
The very back, about 2 inches to the left of the center of the back of the scalp, and then okay. Down on the left above the ear, about 2-3 inches, there's a place, and then the ear itself.
Okay. Here is what I would do if I was you. If I were in your shoes and you had that going on, there are what are called cranial bones. And the cranial bones, if you ever look at a skull, it's got the squiggly lines on the skull. Well, those are all the little plates that form when we were infants. And as we grew, the plates got harder. You know, you had a little soft spot on the top of your head. And as we got older, those plates began to harden and, of course, form together. Well, those still plates. And their little sutures are the little squiggly lines in between all those plates. And when we inhale and exhale, those little plates can move. And as we inhale and exhale, sometimes those plates can get stuck. And they can slightly, at a very microscopic level, kind of move out and get into a position where it can cause headaches, it can cause pain, it can cause radiating pain. There's a lot that can go on with that we have to be really careful for. So what I would do is go to someone that is trained in what's called a craniosacral technique. Now, different physicians are trained in this. You can go to naturopathic physicians. They're trained in that. You can go to chiropractic physicians. They're trained in that. Doctor of osteopathic physician, which is, or doctor of osteopathic medicine, DO is the letters, or are the letters after the name. And you could go into any of those doctors' offices, and they probably, as long as they're trained in it, you're going to get the same result. But it would do wonders. Remember, there's three sides to the health triangle that affects your health. The mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side. And what you're dealing with right now, in my thought, just by listening to you for a couple of minutes, is more the structural side. And to have someone evaluate that will do wonders, I think, and you'll be surprised at the kind of results. So have one of those doctors evaluate it, and then if you want to call me back or email me, you can just let me know. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, our engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of families in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.